thing.
These motherfuckers take the
I need to win.
Can't take any chances this week. I need to win.
Okay.
What's up, everybody? I'm trying something different today, and I'm just going to tell you that we're going to listen to Sunset Tower because I always pick a song, and I never tell you why I'm picking the song, but right now I'm picking the song because I like the song, and Conan Gray didn't sing it when I went to his concert the other day, so this is Sunset Tower by Conan Gray. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Bookmark. My name is Carissa. I'm your host. And today I am joined, as always.
Hey. Back again.
Who would have guessed?
Not me.
Not me either.
Oh, my God. I went to campus today because I thought I was filling in for one of the other TAs. Turns out it was next week I was supposed to fill in. So I went on campus for 2 minutes, paid for an hour of parking just to go home.
Are you serious? I would have found something to do on campus. Like, I would be staying for that whole hour. If I paid for an hour parking, I am staying for an hour.
I think it was my high school semi-formal or something. Because there was a bunch of people with, like, short dresses and heels headed up to the turret.
Could it possibly? I feel like they do that for, like, all the residences have, like, their end of year party things that they do.
Maybe. I don't know. They looked high school age to me.
Oh, first years.
Yeah. God, they all blend together.
They do. We're almost in fourth year.
Crazy.
I keep thinking about that. I'm like, oh, that's actually like the scariest thought. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean I'm going to have to like write a thesis next year? Are you for serious?
Yeah, like in the fall, I'll be applying to grad schools and writing my application.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross. Grad school. Ew. Everyone say ew. 3, 2, 1.
Ew. That was good.
That was good. Say that. I was about to say that. We haven't been here in like 4 weeks. It's been a minute. We were talking before we came on. We're like, I don't even know if we even remember how to radio anymore.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's muscle memory.
Muscle memory. We're like.
Are you channeling something to me?
I'm gazing into Kira's eyes right now.
I thought she was trying to like telepathically send me something to say.
Well, you got it. We started the conversation back up.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Guys, I am talking about one of the most important books of our entire history, of the history of the world, of humankind, and that is the Hebrew Bible.
Yeah, give it up. Okay, don't ever. Okay, you guys can stop clapping. It's kind of loud. You guys can stop now.
Yeah. Thank you for the applause, though. I do appreciate your support. I bet you guys are wondering why the Hebrew Bible is so important. And it's because my professor, should I name drop?
You don't think she listens to the radio, does she?
I don't know, but she knows that we do this. Our professor ended class early today for us specifically so that we could film our promotion video.
Oh my God.
In the classroom.
At the beginning of the class, I'm like, okay, you know what? I can film this promo video. If class ends by 11:17, she looks at me and she goes, 11:17? That's such an odd time. And I'm like, yeah, so if it ends at 11:17, then it takes us 3 minutes to film the promo, and then I can leave at 11:20, so I have enough time to get to my class early enough so I can get a good seat and I'm not stuck sitting in the center of the weird circle that they have the chairs in.
And she did it. She ended class early, and she goes, okay, I'll just, like, as she's leaving, she's like, I'll get out of your way so you guys can film your video.
Oh, my God. And as she ended class, she's like, okay, Kira, it's 11:17, so I guess that's it for today.
No more class, guys. It was good.
I actually love her. She's my favorite.
Yes. Snaps.
Snaps for prof. Yeah, that's good. ASMR.
But no, so we filmed our little promo video, which, by the way, T, shout out to my friend Evan, who sent me a message after and was like, wow, this is cinema. You should be making a short film. I am now officially in production for a short film.
Beautiful.
I've never made a short film before. I don't know how to act. I do not know how to use video in any sort. My phone has no storage to support videos, but I will be holding auditions shortly.
Perfect.
I don't have a script. And I don't have a concept or a story, but
it'll come together.
It's coming, guys.
Y'all just gotta trust.
Chris O'Reilly's short film coming soon.
Period.
2027. Look out, guys.
Yeah, summer 2027. Don't miss it.
It's summer. My God, have more faith. I'll get it done earlier than that. Anyways, so I'm making a short film, guys. If you want to be in it, you have to audition because I'm winning an Oscar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can't just have, we can't just have anybody in Christmas film. Like, they need to be like, you don't win an Oscar just by hiring anybody.
Exactly. It's a very, very selective process.
Yeah.
So anyways, keep that in mind. Today we're talking about Heated Rivalry.
Which is, yeah.
It's called the Hebrew Bible because we're in a religion class and my professor keeps saying Hebrew Bible, but I keep hearing Heated Rivalry. And Kira does my notes in that class because we have this cute little arrangement where I lock in for one of our classes and she locks in for the other one. So I'm not like, sorry. What if she's listening to this? She knows that we're doing this tonight.
She, you know what? You're like locked in auditorially sometimes.
I also, yes. And I also just completely said how you're literally my favorite professor, like ever. She's cool enough too that she might just tune in one day.
Maybe. Anyways. I hope it's not the one episode where we had Ian on because that would not be, I did not want that to be the first episode she hears.
But no, so like once in a while she'll say like Hebrew Bible and I'm so locked into Heated Rivalry that like my head snaps up and I look at Kira and I'm like, is that what she said? And she's like, no, like Krista, she just said Hebrew Bible. Like you're an idiot.
She like side-eyes me and she said, Heated Rivalry? I'm like, no, the Hebrew Bible. the Hebrew Bible.
Yeah.
But close. Almost. Close.
I almost got there.
Yeah. They sound the same.
Basically.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to be talking about Heated Rivalry. It's been like, it's been out for a minute and I've been putting off doing this. We've talked about doing this episode for a while now, but we just haven't. And it's not because we don't love Heated Rivalry. It's just I wanted to give it justice. And Kira hasn't even read it yet.
I've not read it nor seen the show. But I know everything that happens in the show.
No, she doesn't.
And I guess the book. Well, all the major plot points, yes.
Okay. We'll find out, I guess.
Okay.
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 So for those of you who do not know, Heated Rivalry, how the fuck do you not know? Like, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a hockey romance between two men who are like in the same rookie season, and they were in the same Olympics before their rookie season, and they were set up to be rivals by like the program. They're like, oh, we have our pick number one, pick number two in the draft. These guys hate each other. They're rivals. The whole media made them rivals, blah, 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 and such and such and such. But secretly, they're fucking.
Just on the side.
On the down low.
On the DL, if you will. Yeah.
But no, so we have these two guys who everybody thinks absolutely hate each other. And don't get me wrong, for a while there's a lot of aggravation. They don't necessarily really like each other. It's just like a little bit of a little bit
fun
of,
thing you get to do when you happen to play angst. In the same city.
Yeah. So every time they're in the same city, they're like, oh, so what's your hotel room number?
Like after practice, got to let off some steam. Just mean I like you any less or like you anymore,
he
whatever.
Goes, he goes 1221 because he is Russian.
He's the Russian.
Russian. And he says, no, I did not say that. I said 50. That is my Russian accent, guys. Don't ask me to do British because I've been made fun of a lot for it.
Aww.
I used to be, actually, I was never good, but I used to think, I never really thought I was good, but I used to claim I was good.
Oh my God. My friend Evelyn and I, cause she goes to Lurie and we were like really, really good friends in elementary school. And on our way from school, cause I would walk to her house sometimes, we would fake talk in a British accent so that the people around us thought that we were British. We got a lot of weird looks cause obviously we were faking it, but you know what? It was fun to participate in.
I did that in a corn maze once. That's and I so only funny. Talked in a British accent. I feel so bad for my poor friends who had to like sit through that of just me talking in a British accent for the whole night. But
she's like, an actor, guys.
So much fun. Guys, I'm doing a short film.
She's just practicing her accent.
Exactly. Maybe I'll be Russian in my short film. Maybe. Russian.
Who knows?
Ilya Rozanov. Anyways, it's Ilya Rozanov who plays for the Boston Raiders.
Right.
And Shane Hollander who plays for the Montreal Metros.
Right.
And my God, what a book. So I read the book before the show came out because I had been seeing the book in Indigo for a while. And I was like, you know what? I don't usually read romance. Me when I lie.
Me when I'm a liar.
I'm going to be so real, though. I don't read a lot of romance because, like, ick. gross. I find like most romance books are just kind of like so unbelievably yucky and unrealistic. And if the man was ugly, that would never fly.
Okay, but you're gonna proofread mine, right? Like you're gonna be like a test reader for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, obvi.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna edit the crap out of that book.
I trust you to edit it.
Thank you. I'm going to tell you when it's really cringy, too.
Yeah.
You know what I think is really cringy?
What?
There's this one Shatter Me scene, and it's, I've read the first Shatter Me book, but I couldn't do more because it was just terrible. And I feel really bad because my friend Shay, who I don't think is listening tonight, she is in her softball era. She's always been in her softball era. She goes to school for it.
Mm.
But she's really good, guys. Like, she's really good.
Mm-hmm.
She loves these books. And every single time that I really dislike a book, I go into Goodreads and she's given it like 5 stars.
Damn.
And I'm like, I'm so sorry, Shay, but like, opposite taste, man. Like I feel really bad, but I go in there and I rate these books 2 and 1 stars, and she's got them on
5 stars, like, best book I've ever read, the epitome of romance.
And I'm like, I can't stand it. And I'm like, oh, like, I really hope that she's not seeing my reviews the way that I'm seeing
that'd
hers.
Be really funny.
So anyways, I think she really loves these books, but there's this one scene in the book, and it's like, it's during a sex scene or something, and I remember she read the line to me, and she was like, yes, like, I love this line.
Wait,
and
is it, like, lift your hips for me, love?
Yes! How did you know that?
Do you want to know something really funny? I used that bit in the fan fiction that I wrote.
Kira!
And the main character was Russian. The main character is Russian, yeah.
For lore, in case you guys didn't catch that, Kira's written a fan fiction on Wattpad
that you guys will never know the content of or what the name is.
It's got like 77,000
reads now.
I hate that line with a passion.
And you know what? It's her that says to him.
What? In real life or in your book?
In my book. Wait, let me pull it up.
No, get it away from me. I don't want to see it.
You're not seeing it. I'm seeing it. You can continue to talk. I'm pulling it up.
Think about it, guys. Anyways, so I remember hearing that line for the first time and having like a visceral reaction and having to be like, no, I hate that. And she's standing next to me like talking about this line, and I'm like horrified listening to this. Anyway, so I don't usually like romance books, but I was like, oh, I need to get into more romance books. Like, let me look in the romance section. And of course, I'm looking through the romance section, and there's heated rivalry. And I'm like, oh, okay, so more heated rivalry. Like, it's everywhere. So I was like, this was before the show had came out too. So I ended up just caving and buying the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like obsessed with it. So, funny story. It's actually not funny. It just pins me as a huge loser, guys. But I was, like, I started reading the book. It was really great. I was reading it. I was having a great time. It, like, let me tell you, first of all, this book is all sex.
Mm.
All sex. The very first chapter is, like, immediately sex. And, like, there's a lot, but there's also a lot of not sex, which is great, but mm-hmm. it's definitely more on the smut side than on the not smut side.
Mm-hmm.
But I was enjoying the book so much that we had thrown a party at my house, and like, keep in mind I am hosting this party, right? And we have like all of our friends here, and I left to go read in my room during the party. I was tipsy. I was probably like 3 drinks in, and I was like, you know what would make this party great? If I was reading Heated Rivalry in my room right now. And I did. I think I left for like a half an hour.
Yeah, and I came down to see you because you abandoned me. And I wanted to go see where you were because I missed my Pookie. And I also wanted to go see your cat because your cat had ran downstairs as well.
Cat.
Yeah.
It's almost his birthday.
Really? When's his birthday?
March 11th.
I'm writing that down in my calendar. Because I have a note with everybody, every person I know, their birthday is in my notes.
Aww. Everybody on three, okay? 1, 2, 3. Aww.
Aww. Socks, what is it? March 11th?
March 11th. He's going to be 14 years old.
Aww. Mm-hmm. He can work.
All right, let's start exploiting my cat,
guys. Yes.
It's time to start paying rent, okay? Like, you've been living here for free for way
like, come
too
on.
Long. Anyways, so the book was really, the book was good. I think I genuinely gave it 5 stars when I read it. I did really enjoy the book. Looking back, I think that there were a lot of problems with the book that I'm going to kind of go into just a little bit. No, mm-hmm. don't get me wrong. Other people have way more problems with it than I do. There's mm-hmm. just a few things. The first thing, I think we should circle back to this topic.
Okay.
After we talk about the show.
Okay.
So, Heated Rivalry was made into a TV show.
Woo-hoo!
Let's talk about a few things about this show. The first one is that it's all filmed in Canada, and main actor Hudson Williams. Is it loud?
I'm just trying to find it, and I'm just reading shit that you wrote when you were 16 is really embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Anyways.
Anyways.
So... the main character, Shane Hollander, the guy who plays him, his name is Hudson Williams, and he's Canadian.
Woo! Represent!
Canada. Anyways, woo-hoo. So they filmed a lot of the show in Hamilton and Guelph. My brother goes to Guelph, and he told me that, and I was like, are you for serious right now? Like, you're joking. Like, that's insane. Like, some of the, like the place where Ilya has the phone call for, if there's spoilers, guys, just, you know what,
was that done in it's Hamilton or London or something?
I think it was done in Guelph.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, and like, damn, the, like the big like castle, I was trying to say I did it again, castle or palace, that like Ilya is running around in one of the episodes is like literally in Hamilton, or it's like in Ottawa or something. Like, everything was filmed in Ontario,
period,
which I think is, and like I think Montreal as well.
Hashtag represent.
Woo! It's a Canadian show. My Canadian tax dollars funded the show. They had like no budget too. I think they only had like, it was like $8 million, so like $1 million an episode, which is a very, very low budget for a TV show. Mm-hmm. Mind you, completely blew up, so
funded by tax dollars. Yes, that's one of what my tax dollars going towards.
Hopefully. Well, the thing about like a low budget season is that they're able to do such good work, like they don't get sloppy with it.
Yeah.
Because they're so careful about everything. Mm-hmm. Which is really nice. Now the next season they're gonna have a higher budget, but I'm hoping that they keep up the same production work. It was by Jacob Tierney, who wrote the show and directed it.
Mm-hmm.
Based off of the books by Rachel Reed. Anyways, so Jacob Tierney directed the show, and he did such an amazing job. Like, it was absolutely like cinema, mind you.
Cinema.
And it was on such a low budget, which they did, but they're going to have a bigger budget next season because of how much absolutely, like, how much.
It, what is it? 2027 is coming out or something?
I think it's April 2027 that the next season is coming out. But that's, you know, crazy. What? I'm okay with waiting for a new season because, like, I need him to take the time to, like, really flesh it out and get the story right, yeah. You know?
Because there's a lot of stuff that happens in the second book, isn't
yes.
there?
Yes.
Like, okay. A lot of integral, like, character development yes. stuff or whatever.
Let me talk about the, like, books for a minute. There's mm-hmm. six. So
right.
The first one is called Game Changer. That one is about Scott and Kip. So Scott and Kip, Scott is the captain of the New York Admirals, and Kip is a smoothie shop worker.
Period.
Yes, I actually love Kip. He's adorable. They got their own episode, and a lot of people were mad about that because it got 6 episodes for the show, and they had like one of them. And people were like, oh, we only have 6 episodes. I don't want to see about them. No, guys. Their story is so important. And if you're reading Heated Rivalry and you haven't read Game Changer yet, go read that one.
And it's important for their story, too.
Yes. No, it's like, it's crucial yeah. to Ilya and Shane's story.
Yeah.
That the stuff that happened in Game Changers happened. It was mm-hmm. like basically their turning point.
Yeah.
The reason why they knew that they could be together was mm-hmm. because of those two. So important. Also, I just love Scott and Kip so bad. They have a great book. I'm reading, so it's, the first one is Game Changer, and then the second one is Heated Rivalry. Now, Shane Hollander isn't even mentioned at all in Game Changer, but
oh, yeah?
Ilya Rosanoff is a few
really?
Times. Yes. He's mentioned, I think it's because the character Ilya Rosanoff is like an instigator. Like, he's a hockey player, he's Russian, he's an asshole. But the one thing about him is that they're like, oh, he has a reputation as a ladies' man, but he's never disrespectful to like he's never heard of him being disrespectful to ladies, and he's also like an asshole, but he never says slurs. So he just gets under people's skin really easily, but like,
so
oh,
he's just kind
guy.
Of like annoying.
Yeah.
In a way.
But he's like known for everyone kind of hating him because he's an asshole and he's a great player.
Right.
But so that's why he's mentioned in so many of the books, because he's so bothersome to other players in the sense that he's just like, he's a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so the third book, I think, is Tough Guy, perchance. And then the fourth book is Common Goal. The fifth book is another one, which it's Role Model. And then the sixth book is the second heated rivalry book, which is called The Long Game.
Ooh.
So there's six books in total. I've read Game Changers, Heated Rivalry, The Long Game, and I'm working on Common Goal right now. Common Goal, guys, it's boring. I'm in the middle of the very first sex scene, and I was reading it last night, and usually, you know what? Usually the sex scenes are the good parts of the books.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't even want to read the sex scene. I just want it to be over, and I want them to go back to having a conversation. Like, that's how you know it's not good.
And most of the books are different players from the same hockey team or something, right?
No. So, well, kind of. They're all hockey players, but none of them are on the same teams.
Okay.
Well, I guess technically, like, some of them have been on the same teams at certain points, but it's not, like, all, like, one.
It's not, like,
Yeah. Like, so for Common Goal, the main character of Common Goal, his name is Eric. He is the goalie for the same team as Scott, who's the first book. So those two are on the same team. But it's, like, years later.
It's not, like, what is it, the goal?
Yeah, the goal. Oh, yes. The deal, the goal, the score. And
so it's not like that where it's like all the four roommates. And Okay, those ones are all.
That's also getting a TV show, guys.
Yes.
I'm actually so excited. That's one of my favorite books. We've had an episode about that.
I met one of the actors who auditioned for the role of what's his face? Garrett? Whatever the fuck his name was. Yeah.
Where did you meet him?
He plays a character in Outlander, and my mom.
Who?
He plays Jamie's the older version of his son. Hold on. I have a picture of the two
mom,
of us together.
Mom, are you listening?
Outlander mention. Hold on. Let me pull up my mom's Instagram. She has it up.
This is crazy lore, guys. My mom is obsessed with Outlander. Like, William?
Maybe. He's Canadian.
Is it this guy?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
See?
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, and he was saying he auditioned for, like, a hockey romance, and, like, I think 2 weeks later or something, they, like, announced they were making a TV show, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you auditioned for. He didn't get the role, but he's a very nice guy.
The people who did get the role are fine as fuck.
They are. They cast very well. Right? I don't know why. I pictured Garrett as blonde, even though he's not described
Garrett
as blonde.
Garrett is not blonde, guys.
He's not blonde, but I pictured him as blonde, and that's my mistake.
Never picture a character as blonde. Never.
Normally never do I, because I don't really like blondes.
I mean, Ilya Rozanov is blonde, but that suits him.
And that's because he's Russian.
Yes. And because I had seen Connor Story and I had seen Hudson Williams in, like, the promo while I was reading the books.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to picture them when I was reading it. Unless, like, if it's organic and I'm making up the way that this character looks in my head without seeing, like, a movie or a show first, they're not blonde.
If they say they're blonde, they're not.
No.
They're
never blonde. But no, so where were we?
Talking about...
all the other books.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one I'm reading, it's boring, guys. Well, it's also like, it's like age gap romance, and I'm just not an age
gap. How much of an age gap?
15 years.
How old's the younger one?
25.
Ooh.
I'm just not into it.
Yeah, age gap is not for me.
It's a little bit icky for me.
Yeah, like anything over 10 years when the youngest one isn't like 30,
mm-hmm.
Little icky for me.
Yeah. Like, anyways, but I still have two more to read. I have all the books at home. I'm just slowly getting through them.
Period.
But anyways, the first thing with the show, so such a good show. They did a really good job with it. They released the episodes like by every single week. So once a week, we got a new episode. The first two are kind of like the beginnings of their relationship, them meeting, them hooking up, things like that. It picks up really quickly. And then episode 3 is Scott and Kip. And mm-hmm. episode 4 is called The Girls. Or like something like The Girls.
Right. That's when they're both trying to like make each other jealous kind of, right?
Yes. And that's where we get like the... Wait, is that episode 5? Hold on, guys.
The club scene?
Yeah, I think the club scene's in episode 5, isn't it?
Fuck if I know.
She hasn't seen it.
While you're looking this up, though, I will say that Connor Story did a great job with his like Russian and his Russian accent.
Oh my god! Because the guy's not Russian.
Yeah, he's from Texas, which is crazy. Like you, like Slavic people, they hold their jaw in a specific way, and the way that he holds his jaw in the show is exactly the way that they would hold it if he was actually like. He did a very, very good job.
Connor Story also does like really good eye acting.
Yeah,
have you seen that where it's like when he's like. Basically, when there's a problem or something, or when he's confused or something like that, his eyes move back and forth really quickly. And then once he's reassured, they focus, which I'm like, that is so cool how you're doing that right now.
Because, no, like his lock-in is crazy.
Right?
Because like you can tell the difference between Connor Story and like the character. Like they don't look alike.
They're not the same person. No. Like they're in, it's insane.
Right?
Like watching like the videos of Connor Story and he's so bubbly. And then like you see Ilya Rozanov and you're like, that's not even close. Like
literally.
Like it's freaky.
The lock-in? Insane.
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 And the guy who plays Hudson Williams too, freaking hilarious.
Oh my like, God. Yes.
First of all, both of them are hot. Like smash.
Yeah.
Eiffel Tower.
Hashtag absolutely. Not media trained. Love it.
Yes, but those two guys are so funny and they've been doing like all their BuzzFeed interviews. And I remember one time he was like, oh yeah, like I gained like 9 pounds of clappable material. He's talking about his ass.
Yeah, period.
Right? Like watch those videos. Even if you haven't watched the shows, like these two guys are funny.
I've watched a lot of their interviews.
Watch
like
the one where it's like, oh, like Hudson Williams, like he's, I just love the way he played Shane. Like he's so hot and so funny. Protect this man at all costs.
Hashtag stop Asian hate. That killed me the first time that I saw it. Because I mean, yeah, you're right. But also out of left field, but also yes, stop Asian hate.
Right. But like, how is that even close to relevant? Like,
they just love him so much. God, that's funny.
Funny. The other thing was that Hudson Williams as an actor did such a good job for Shane. Shane is like he's playing basically like Shane's autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the acting that he does is just face acting because mm-hmm. most of his like a lot of what you see from Shane, it's done well in the books, is all internal. It's just mm-hmm. his internal, like what he's thinking, his monologue. Mm-hmm. And you can't really put that into a show like that, especially yeah. not a show that like doesn't do like voiceovers mm-hmm. where it like tells you what they're thinking.
Yeah.
And Hudson Williams just does such a good job with his facial features and like showing a character like that.
Like I forget, I think they were in like a bathroom of some sort and he was like tearing up or something, and the like the look in his eyes, like it was just like I was baffled. I kind of knew the context of the scene, but it was very, very well done.
That one, oh, that was such a good scene. And you know what? There was also the scene where he comes out to his like mother and like, oh my God, absolutely in tears for that one. That was so emotional. And he did such a good job with it. Mm-hmm. Very cute. Kira has no idea what I'm talking about, of course.
Like,
but
I think I know like the aftermath when she finds out and then they meet Ilya for the first time or something.
Yes.
And they're eating spaghetti and he's just chomping down.
Yes. It was because like basically the mom was upset and he goes out and he goes like I tried really hard, but I just can't help it. Because he had thought that the mom was upset because he was gay and the mom was upset because he didn't feel like he could tell her earlier. And I was
this is the saddest thing.
Guys, I'm looking for Stop Asian Hate right now. I can't find it.
Oh my God, that just reminds me. When I was in grade 6, I told my mom that I liked girls. And it was on the car ride back to my house, like from school. Mm-hmm. Like it was such a weird time to tell her. And I was so quiet about it. I was like, Mom, like I don't know. Like I've just been like thinking a little bit. And she basically was like, Kira, spit it out. Because I was stalling. And I told her and she's like, okay. She's like, right.
It's like, oh, you think you're special?
Right. Like, that's fine. And then I forgot that I told her. So in grade, 9? I got all emotional because I thought I had to tell her again. And I'm crying. She looks at me and she goes, Kira, you told me that already. And yeah, and I felt a little silly after that I forgot that I had already told my mother.
That's kind of like actually funny.
Yeah, and she goes like, Kira, I'm sad that you're crying about it, but I did know that and you have told me. And I'm like,
it's like, yes, you like you are kind of delusional, though.
You are delusional, but I love you and I support you, but you did tell me this already. Like, so you need to calm down.
Okay. Okay, team, I need you guys to listen to this, okay?
Your teeth.
We don't do friends. We do lust and lots of sunscreen and Botox.
Hudson Williams, you are so perfect to me, and I will fight anyone who doesn't agree. Hashtag stop Asian hate.
I feel like it took a really like severe turn. We were joking 2 seconds ago, and then
wow, they said stop Asian hate. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for you have cured Asian hate. I don't think there's no more hate for them Asians. I think you fixed it single-handedly. I don't even know if you're Asian or not, but I think racism's gone. Ilya Rosenov's defense.
Cured racism with one tweet.
Yes, hashtag stop Asian hate.
Hashtag that's the goal. Stop racism with a single tweet. Thirsting after an actor. God, what more could you ask for?
Anyways,
what else you got?
What else do I have on my list? The girls. Guys, I was right. Episode 4 is called Rose. It's not called The Girls. It's called Rose because they go through this little thing where it gets a little bit too serious. They're getting down and dirty. They're kind of jerking it together. Like the one guy's got both in his hands. I feel like I didn't need to get so specific there.
No, I just know like the story part. I don't know like the sex part. So this is interesting.
So let me tell Kira word for word every single scene that happens.
Like I skip sex scenes in every like piece of media that I watch. Like Bridgerton, I skip them. Like Outlander, if it's on and like I'm watching it with my mom and it's just on in the background, like she skips it because she knows I don't like it. I feel like I'm intruding and I don't like it. It makes me feel like kind of awkward, like a third wheel. And I know it's fake. I know it's fake, but I still feel like I'm intruding and I don't like impeding on that, you know?
I think you're missing so much media though.
No, I got everything I needed from Bridgerton.
Okay. Bridgerton, fair. Like, some of them make me really uncomfy, especially when Penelope and Colin are, like, getting down and dirty.
Wait. I haven't watched the new season yet, so don't spoil anything from the new season.
I'm not the new one, like, with Benedict?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, but the last season was not good.
No, I hated it. Well, I didn't hate it. It just, there was way too much, like, I just didn't care about anything. I wanted to see the love story between Colin and Penelope.
I don't care about these
fuck-ass
side characters.
They spent the whole time basically hating each other because, oh no, Lady Whistledown. Oh, who cares? Who cares?
Let a woman make her own money.
Your wife is more successful than you. Get over it.
Yeah. Fucking period, though.
Right? Anyways.
Oh, my God.
So, basically, it gets, like, a little bit intimate and... Instead of calling Shane Hollander, he says Shane, and it's the first time he's like said his first name before, especially in an intimate setting. So Shane like freaks out, runs away, gets a girlfriend for the first time in like 8 years, and then goes public with a girlfriend without telling Ilya or anything, like no text messages. Like basically they get each other off. Shane immediately gets up, freaks out, says, oh my God, I have to go. Like, I can't do this. No contact. The next time that Ilya hears from Shane, it's online and it's through media reports that Shane has a girlfriend for the first time in like 8 years.
Oh, and like after, like he says his name twice. Like he corrects himself. He's yes. Like, Hollander. Hollander.
Right? Like first one is like playful, like seriously, like what's going on? And then the next like, one is like hey, it's like hey, it's okay.
No,
bro.
It's fine. It was an accident. Please come back.
Yes, like please sit down. Like please stay. And then he leaves. Anyways, so then he shows up with my girl Rose Landry, who I am obsessed with. The girls in the show, this is a really important thing that the show does, is that they do not present these girls as problems or as
period.
Like they don't make it so it's like they're interrupting the relationship. Like these girls are loved by fans because they're not toxic in any way. They don't hold it against them. Like mm-hmm. Rose is fantastic. She is a girl's girl. She's awesome. She's cute. She's nice to Shane. She helps Shane come out. She is like basically just somebody who's there to support her. And same with Svetlana. Oh my God. She is there for Ilya through and through. Like both of the girls that are like their like kind of like best friend, moral support girl in these shows are fantastic. Also, they're both gorgeous, mind you. Two of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. The only thing I have against these girls is that the girl who plays Fedlana said that Americans are nicer than Canadians, and I just don't agree. She said that Canadians are fake nice.
And Americans just aren't nice. They're real mean.
Exactly. Exactly.
At least we're pretending to be nice.
Right?
They just like, don't even... No decorum. They're just straight to being annoying.
Exactly.
Like, no hate to the American that we know.
Love you, Will. Actually, Will was being evil today.
Was he?
Yes. He said I wasn't funny.
Okay, no, a little bit of hate to Will.
He wrote it on a sticky note and he said, Carissa is not funny. And he spelled my name wrong doing it, too.
Oh, so he's double mean.
Exactly. And then he said Marley is funny. Like right after. And I was like, okay, why'd you have to do that?
Way to perpetuate an American stereotype of you being assholes. Well, right? Not asshole. You're just being mean in a silly way.
Marley and I were making fun of Will evenly. And she was doing it more, like if not more, than what I was doing. And he still went after me.
No, he took that shit personally. Mm-hmm. Probably, they do that.
I was giving him shit for not playing on our Minecraft server recently, though. So that might have done it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Americans take things really personally. Not sure why.
It's not all about you, bro. Except you do need to get on this Minecraft server ASAP.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Hebrew Bible.
Oh, and you were saying how you didn't like, not that you didn't like the actress, but the one thing she said that you didn't like.
I love the actress. Don't get me wrong. It's literally just that one thing. I was like, bro, no way.
It's just lies.
Anyway, the girls in this show are all like portrayed fantastically. Like because I feel like a lot of the times when you get like a male loving male romance, like the girls get a lot of hate in there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if y'all remember Heartstopper, but her name was Imogen and she had like a crush on the main character, Nick, and they had went on a date. That girl got so much hate and everybody hated her character and everybody was mean to the character for so long because they're like, oh my God, this girl is so annoying. And it was all because she was like in the way of Nick getting to Charlie or like something like that. I'm like, guys, this is literally just a girl who has a crush on a boy. Yeah. Like, why are we hating on her? But they do a really good job with the show in like showing these women well so that they're not set up to get the hate because they don't need the hate. They don't deserve the hate. They're wonderful. And I love both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And in the books. They're great in the books as well, mind you. Anyways.
What else we got?
What else have I got? We covered like so much of it. This is what I want to talk about, which I was talking about earlier. The author, Rachel Reed, low-key, I think she's a little bit problematic in the sense that she very much fantasizes Ilya over Shane. Ilya is like the Russian. He's supposed to be like the really, really hot, sexy one, right? Mm-hmm. They're both hot and sexy, but like this guy.
Yeah.
And she, after Heated Rivalry was released, she put out a statement and was like, here are the differences between the characters. Ilya is extremely intelligent. Shane is not. Ilya is this and this and this. Shane is an idiot. Ilya is this and like Ilya cares about lots of stuff. Shane only cares about hockey. Ilya's number one priority is Shane. Shane's number one priority is hockey and like things like that. And I'm like, why did you just post a whole thing on your Instagram story dissing your main character like this?
Is Shane Asian in the book as well?
Yeah. Maybe this is why we need to stop some Asian hate.
Yeah, not to be that person to say that everything is racist, but that does come across a little bit like, not like a microaggression, but just a little tad insensitive, especially with like everything going on right now, like uplifting, like especially like, what do you call it? Like an Aryan type person over like an equally as attractive and intelligent person of color. Like, I don't know. That's right? Just like rubs me the wrong way.
And the other thing is, too, is that it wasn't so prominent like that in the first book. Now, like, we know that Shane is autistic and we know that he might not, like, be as emotionally intelligent as Ilya. But in the first book, they're both, like, very, like, both of the characters are very strong male leads. And you're like, this is great. Like, they have a really great dynamic, which I really like.
Mm-hmm.
In the long game, and I found this more and more and more, the depiction of Shane was significantly worse. And yeah. I was like, I was noticing it a lot, and I was like, oh my God, she is painting, like, Shane as the bad guy in every single one of these scenarios. Because a lot of it is, it's dual point of view. So you see a lot of Ilya's point of view, and Ilya is going through a lot of depression, and he's in therapy, and he's very much like giving up everything for Shane. And the way that the author writes it is that Shane's just like, la, 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 I can tell whoever I want and you can't really tell anyone and you have to give up everything for me, but I don't really notice. I'm just going to focus on hockey because hockey is everything to me. And I'm like, guys, like, can we give my boy something?
It's also a lot more complex than that because, like, I think they mentioned this in the show, but, like, homosexuality in, like, Slavic culture is extremely, like, it's not something that's taken very well. Like, it's very much a stereotype that, like Slavic people, especially, like, Russians, are supposed to be, like, tough, aggressive. Like, they're very much, like, not to say alpha male, but, like, alpha male type. And, like, to... And as this character, to, like, be Russian and then to be interested in men, like, I think he's bisexual, but even, like, even, it's just seemed that you're, like, kind of disregarding what you're supposed to be. And I'm not saying that all Slavic slash Russian people take it that way, but, like, a lot of them are, like, skeptical and are not overly accepting of anything besides, like, being, like, strong, like, defensive, very much alpha male. Like, if it's not that you can't be that if you're gay, but, like, do you know what I mean? But that's just, like, my personal experience with the with, like, the Slavic people that I know, like, in, like, my family and
they
stuff.
They touch on that a lot in the show as well about, like, what it means for Ilya to be Russian and mm-hmm. to not be able to fully explore who he is because mm-hmm. like, one, like, there's this big scene and it's when Shane comes out to Ilya. The concept of coming out to, like, your 8-year long top, like...
Wait, really? This is after they'd been fucking?
Yeah.
As if he didn't know already?
Yeah, like, he's like, he literally, like, Ilya laughs. He's like, huh? And he's like, well, like, I have to tell you. And he's like, really? You know what else? Like, you've been, like, sucking my dick for 8 years and you haven't realized that you might maybe be gay?
Like, you huh? just thought that was a side hustle? Like, what?
But, like, yeah.
I was just going to say that, like, it's one thing when, like, a straight girl kisses another straight girl when you're drunk. It's another to be completely sober and sucking another man's penis.
Right?
Like, that's completely different. Like,
but again, that's, like, kind of showing yeah. like, Shane's autism in that sense.
Yeah.
But also, so Ilya is, like, he talks about the fact that he, like, can't openly be with Shane in that way. And it can't be that for him because of Russia. Because mm-hmm. If he came out, he would never be able to go back to Russia.
Yeah, he couldn't go home.
And he goes, because Russia! I would never be able to go back to Russia! How was that?
That was good, actually.
Thank you!
Not too bad, not too shabby.
Can I spread some hate right now?
My not friend, Asian hate, right?
No, not Asian hate. My friend Shay just texted me, and let me read this text, guys, because it's really hurtful, because I know that she's not listening to this, because I was like, oh, she texted me, maybe she's listening to the show. She's not, first of
Shay?
All. Shay? Shay.
Okay.
Second of all, she said, too bad you're banned from Tinder, LOL, they have a new double date feature. Way to rub it in, Shay! Like, fuck, my bad, okay?
Can I roll back your ban from Tinder?
It wasn't my fault, guys.
Okay, no, that's someone whose fault it is would say. What did you do? Were you trolling men?
No. No, I went on when I wasn't 18 and I got a lifetime ban. And then when I turned 18, I sent them an email. I was like, hey, guys, like, I don't know why I'm banned. Like, somebody must have hacked my account. Like, it wasn't me, I swear. And they said, we have guidelines for a reason. You're not getting your account.
That's so funny because literally I can think of at least a full handful of guys at my high school who were like 16, 17 with Tinder accounts and they still have them.
Evil.
I think that's the patriarchy for you.
Yeah. And to be like I can't, I've had to use Hinge, guys.
Hinge is a scary
place.
You guys
have no idea how shitty the men on Hinge are. They're evil.
That's where all the chopped people are.
Yes. It's all the people who are banned on Tinder go to Hinge. Guys, get me on Tinder 2027. I need a new phone number and my mom said I can't use hers.
Can you just create like a random email?
No, you have to use a phone number. Wow. And it would like send the verification and I just don't have that.
Well, I would give you my old house phone, but I don't know if they reserviced it to somebody else.
I just need my mommy to let me use her phone number.
Mm-hmm. That's what a good mom would do.
I know. She said no and I asked her on my birthday too.
Mom, if you're listening, I don't know if you are. If I got banned from Tinder at the ripe age of 17 and I turned 18 and want to get Tinder, would you let me use your phone number, yes or no?
Kira's mom, may I please use your phone number to go on Tinder?
You'd be doing me a real solid here.
Yes. Like, because
she scrolls on my Hinge for me. She's looking up for a man for me, so I don't even have to do it.
I haven't had Hinge for a few months now, actually. I had to delete it because it was pissing me off so bad.
She goes on it, and I don't. And she'll look, we'll be sitting on the couch together, and she'll like show me a picture, and she goes, yes or no. And you know what? I actually really appreciate it. She's like weeding out all the bad ones because she knows what I will swipe no to immediately.
There you
like,
go.
If it says they do drugs, no. Like if it says that they're conservative, no. If it says they're not political, no.
So. Okay. The only thing is, okay, if it says not political, then it's not automatically like a no because like maybe there's a chance the rest of their profile is fine and you can like see that like, you know what? Maybe they're supporting the Green Party.
I voted green. Not in the big one.
Like the federal election?
No, not the federal election. Okay. The one where we were trying to get Ford out of office.
You
that one
scared me so bad.
No, I voted green. Like, what is it? What? Municipal? Municipal. That's like provincial.
It's provincial.
Oh, provincial. I voted green. Federal. I voted whatever. Red. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're switched. Red is liberal and then blue is...
I just don't know how much politics I'm actually allowed to talk on here. So
oh, sorry,
everything
sorry.
Everything is hypothetical.
In a hypothetical situation where we're not talking about this anymore.
Yes. But do your research, guys. Learn what the provincial people actually do because they have a lot of the power that you think that the federal people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually all the provincial people.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare, taxes,
mm-hmm.
grocery costs, things mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of schooling, mm-hmm. OSAP. That's mm-hmm. at a provincial level, not federal. Do your research, please.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Hypothetically, of course.
Hypothetically, this is all theoretical.
Yeah. What's the word? Alleged.
Allegedly, hypothetically, theoretically.
Anyways, no. So, like, I'll see not political. And I'm like, okay, maybe. Like, maybe there's a possibility that I can get it up on here. But, like, if I see conservative, I immediately click that X button.
Yeah.
Can't do that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry at all, actually.
No, I don't feel a little bit sorry.
No. The thing is, the problem
cleansing.
With Hinge, too, is that, like, I would go through, like, so many men on there, and I would probably, like one in a blue moon. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, there's not even, like, there was, it was just depressing how many, like, absolutely terrible men I had to look through. I just, like, you know?
I think I was on the other day. And I saw a profile because you have like, I think that you get like 6 pictures for your profile. Mm-hmm. This guy, 3 of the 6 pictures were of him holding a fish. And it was a different fish in each photo.
You know what? At least it wasn't the same fish. Could you imagine 3 different angles of him holding one fish?
You know what? You're right. You're right, actually.
It could be worse. We could go deeper.
Yeah, we could. That's just a whole nother debacle. Do we have anything else to talk about?
I don't think so. I feel like Heated Rivalry we could do so much more with. And let me tell you, the last 2 episodes were absolutely beautiful. I've seen the show a few times. One of the episodes came out on Christmas and I watched it like 3 times. Once in like at like 12 in the morning when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Once with my sister. Or I watched it again when I woke up at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched it again with my sister in the afternoon. Like, on the same day.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
But yeah, like, what I was going to say, is the last episode the cottage one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am coming to the cottage.
And he's like, doped up in the hospital. And he's like, yeah, I want you to come to the cottage with me.
Will you come to my cottage this summer? We'll have so much fun.
Don't
It'll
go to Russia.
So private.
Come to the cottage instead.
That's she hasn't even seen the show and she knows it. Also, can I just say, first of all, if I am ever on TikTok, there's a 90% chance that Kira is also
hey.
On TikTok.
Hey.
Every single time I open TikTok, she's active.
Okay, that's just a coincidence.
When Heated Rivalry came out too, I was seeing all the edits and then I was seeing all the edits again because every single edit that came up on Kira's For You page, she sent to me. And I was like, I was seeing these and I was like, Kira, I've already seen every single thing that you're sending me.
And so I just stopped sending her stuff. Heated Rivalry related
stuff. She was sending
stuff.
Me like 2 Heated Rivalry edits a day and I was like, Kira, I've seen these.
And like, I'm just trying to make sure you've seen all these people, that's all.
It was good. I reposted one the other day and it was like Ilya Rosanoff and Abby Lee Miller.
Crossover. Crossover you never knew you needed
you
until just now.
Never know you needed.
Insanity, actually.
I wonder.
I was going to say one of the TikToks that I sent was for like Borg name ideas for St. Patty's. Mm-hmm. And it was Shane Hollenborg and then Ilya Borganov. Just in case you guys were looking for ideas.
I've never done a Borg before.
Me neither.
I just don't.
I'm probably just going to do it in fourth year.
Let me put a poll out there, guys. Does Carissa drink on St. Patty's?
I might just do it on my fourth year because it'll be my last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you got to do it once. Yeah. Like I'll probably go to the football game in fall.
Gross.
Just because I've never gone to one of them before.
I went to the football game for HOKO, you mean?
Yeah.
I went in first year. It was boring.
Oh.
Let me play this. Hold on. Hold on, guys. This person's name is MA_lover0909.
These motherfuckers take your need to win.
Can't take any chances this week. I need to win.
Okay.
You guys can't see that edit, but it ate.
It did eat.
All the way down.
Yes. Anyways. So I think that the show is fantastic. I love all of the actors. I loved the whole show. I've seen the show multiple times. I've only read the books once. I haven't reread them, which I feel like I reread books a lot because I just reconsume the same media over and over and over again because it's familiar.
Mm-hmm. I do the same thing. I'm rewatching. One of my favorite shows is Bones. Part of the reason why I went into archaeology was because I wanted to be a forensic anthropologist. And I'm rewatching it because it's our background show now because we've seen it so many times. This is probably our sixth rewatch.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not even. I can't even talk. When Heartstopper, I've seen Heartstopper over 20 times.
No, the show's good. The show is good.
I was in high school and it came out and it was like the peak of the gay. And I was like, oh, this is making some feelings that I just haven't felt before.
Mm-hmm.
So I really need to keep watching this show over and over and over and over again. And then it got just like to a point where it was like, Carissa, are you mentally okay? The answer was no, but I was in therapy, so it's fine.
Mm. I was on a waiting list for 3 years for therapy. I went to therapy and I had already had developed all the coping skills that the therapist would have told me. And I just solved my own mental health.
Girl, that's such a flex. That's such a flex. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, like I got there and I explained to her exactly what I'm feeling and why what I was feeling, like not that it wasn't right, but exactly how to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically was like, it seems like you already have your own coping mechanisms. Why is that? I saw her like, because I had already like basically mentally resolved everything because of like my guidance counselor in middle school helped a lot. I think her name is Mrs. Galbraith. Shout out.
That's so nice because my guidance counselor was trash.
Really?
She was evil. She's one of the most evil ladies. She should be in Minecraft jail. I can't believe she's not.
You gotta put her there.
Actually, Minecraft jail, like the last time I was in, it was full, which has never happened before. So because I had to go put someone in Minecraft jail and I had to let somebody out because it was full, which I think is crazy because it's never been full.
Anyways, a lot of evil behavior story, recently.
But yeah, I guess I'll have to let someone out.
I was just saying, Mrs. Galbraith, like in grade 8, no. In grade 7, that was when like mental health started going down because I was being bullied for the first time in my life. And it got to a point where the last 20 minutes of every day I would spend in her office.
Aww.
And we would like just bullet journal together.
That's cute though.
Yeah, because I had, I had my first panic attack in middle school. And huzzah. And I had like, I think another like 2 or 3 in like a month. And so after that, she's like, why don't you just see me the last like 15 minutes of every day and we can like decompress together before you go home. And I was like, that's great. And anytime I felt like I felt like I might be having another one, like I would just chill in her office until I felt better. And then I could keep going to class. Like, honestly, I cried on the last day of grade 8 because my middle school was just 7 and 8. So it was not like kindergarten up till. So when I like graduated like that, I haven't seen her since and I miss her. Love her, bro.
I love it when like people actually do their jobs or like people that are working with children actually help and enjoy being around children.
Yeah,
like thank you.
Yeah, especially like it like, we need more teachers that leave a lasting impact like that, because yes. I probably will never forget her in my life because she helped me so much.
That's so sweet.
Baddie, and you're not listening, but I love you, Mrs. Galbraith. I miss you.
So I was thinking, because the show is ending. Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody for listening. We haven't been here in ages, and this was kind of like a flip-flop of a show.
Yeah, there was cobwebs everywhere.
We went through like so many random different stuff, but I wanted to... I've been thinking a lot about this in the past 5 minutes, and my mind has wandered to Alex Dougherty. And if you don't know the Dougherty Dozen, well, then you're missing out on a lot of lore. But Alex Dougherty, formerly known as Big Red, does this thing where he gets onto his TikTok, he licks his lips, and he says, guys, this is the quote of the day.
What's the quote of the day?
I have a quote from my Pinterest board that I really, really resonate with. And in full seriousness, guys, like, this is probably one of my favorite quotes that I've ever read. So I'm going to leave you with it, and we're going to say goodbye.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yeah, so ready.
Okay. You're not missing out because you have different priorities than everyone else. That's the quote.
Yeah.
You are not missing out because you have different priorities than everybody else.
Yeah.
That was a big, big struggle for a while. Mm-hmm. So do what you love, guys. Be true to you.
Reshape your FOMO.
Yes. You don't need to have FOMO. It's, yeah, I actually don't have anything else that's inspirational to say. I can't write birthday cards, in case you're wondering.
She wrote me a really sweet Valentine's Day card, and I felt bad because I took mine not seriously at all.
That's your birthday card. That's all
you're
getting.
Yeah, that's also my birthday card.
Yeah, because I can't do that again.
Yeah. No, that was a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening.
But are we next week?
Are we? No.
Okay.
We will not be back next week because I think
next week is Hell Week.
Both of us have Hell Week. It's actually disgusting. And yeah. I can't talk about it right now. I'll never shut up. But
we can revisit when school ends. Yes. That's what I can be comfortable.
We might be back again in the future, just not yet.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you guys all for listening. I love you. Have a wonderful rest of your night. Bye.
Bye.